This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, a.k.a. Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
And then, like I said, Young Buck want to go with Juvenile about that shit, but you didn't say nothing to 50.
Because we 50 all done, know 50, 50 was out here doing things.
50 done embarrassed your ass 100 different times. He done got you crying on his inbox and shit. And he done blasted
the
whole
put it, right, I was about to say, he done put it all over the internet.
And you gonna sit here and go to somebody else and laughing ain't nothing to do about with your it. Shit. Bro, just live your fucking truth.
I don't like that term, your truth. There is a truth and there is a lie. If your version of the truth chooses to
pick now he preaching. Now he want to party. My nigga party. Nah, let's go.
I'm not trying to say that, dog. I'm just saying there's no such thing as your truth. It does exist. But if your truth is not the truth that exists and what has been presented to you, you don't have to agree with it. You just have to know that it exists.
And this,
if you choose to deny realm, that don't make it true.
In this specific realm, I'm saying your truth being, hey, I'm a male. I like transgender women.
Okay,
if
that's
that
on
is
you.
Your truth,
that's on you.
Is that? But that's what I'm saying in specific and in instance. The thing about Young Buck that has been coming out is that he's been dealing with transgender women.
Right.
Okay.
And so,
and if he
that
says,
is
I choose
thing,
to believe that they real women, that's your truth, but they not real women.
Yeah. So, that is not, yeah.
Yeah, you know
that
what I'm saying?
Delusion.
Like,
bro,
that's.
That is delusion.
Yes, that's what the main point I was getting to.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
That's the main point I was getting to.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes. Trans women is the women I want to fuck with.
Yeah, because his version of.
They ain't real women, bro.
Like he said, your truth, my truth, the truth. Like,
that ain't the truth, bro. I feel what you're saying.
It was born,
you can do that.
They were born with a dick.
Mm-hmm. They was just like me, man.
I don't
they
know.
Was just like you.
Yeah, I don't know where it went.
But it was there once upon a time.
It was there once before, and it's not a magic trick.
Right.
It's
not going to appear David Copperfield style behind the curtain. It's not going to work that way.
Unless you're Brian McKnight.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yo. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
You couldn't after that Dave Chappelle episode?
Dude.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to slap a bitch?
Right.
Like, he's gay. Hey.
Oh, man. Y'all got me saying things. Well, that was it there.
That's where they're going to cancel us.
Yeah. Like, I knew it. I knew that motherfucker. Try to be nice all the time.
But like I'm not knocking. Like I said, I got family members.
Yeah. People feel the way
I got a Wild Wild West story about some family members that have done some shit. And that motherfucker 6 feet tall and he wear dresses. Say something.
People feel
and
the way
the
they
shit
feel,
out
though. That's all it is.
Like I said, he gonna do what he gonna do. Mm-hmm. And I have no disrespect. But at the end of the day, to me, it's not right that they're competing against cis women, and then you have cis women
fair.
Who can't join the Olympics because their natural testosterone
it's
levels
too
are
high.
Too high.
Right. It's not
like
fair.
that is crazy.
They need their own lane and they need to update the way that they scale these athletes now. Like,
now to play devil's advocate,
they don't consider that humans have evolved.
Do the people with the naturally higher testosterone also need to have their own?
No, they just need to move the fucking goalposts for how they test people. Like, humans have evolved from how they were back then. Our diets have changed.
I agree.
The way that people produce whatever enzymes in their body.
Yeah, we got plastics. We got all kind of.
Yeah, the way that they function and the way that they produce their enzymes to digest the shit that they eat is different now. We need to change it accordingly for that. I mean, I feel like that's true. There are certain aspects of the way that they test for athletes is outdated. That was the main point I was trying to get to. Yeah. It's not about them being black or white or Asian or whatever. It's them being humans that are not being tested fairly, point blank. That's what it is. They need to find a way to update the testing regimen. Like, men of a certain stature of whatever it's going to... If you consider yourself a cisgender male, if that's what y'all want to call it now, and you are going to compete in the Olympics, this is what your scaling is for your enzymes.
Yeah.
All right. Cisgender females, this is what your enzyme count should be. All right, if you transsexual, male or female, whatever it is, or non-binary, whatever you want to call it, if y'all want to include apostrophes and question marks and goddamn exclamation points and dashes and all that shit too in the Olympics, if you want to include that, here's the scaling for it. You know what I'm saying?
But my thing is always this. And like I said, to me, transgender women.
Yes.
Is the thing, because like I say, this usually rich
they
white guys.
They need their own circle.
It is the rich white guys, because it is not transgender men that are going to the Olympics beating guys and fucking breaking orbital bones and fucking MMA fighters' faces and shit like that.
No, because it's the dudes that turn into women and beat women's asses.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get it. They need their own circle.
Part, and the crazy part about it is, for the most part, bro, if you look at these people's stories, every single one of them was athlete.
Yes.
In the male.
That just felt female.
Not only did they feel female, they were not the top fucking people. They were in the 30th, the 20th percentile.
But
then they converted and now they're number
one. But they can
one.
Overtake female, yeah.
Exactly.
I get it. But then at the same time, you give the natural, quote unquote,
natural
cis women, give them the option to opt in. If you want to compete against this trans woman who feels like y'all are on equal playing field, you can do that.
Even though she's 6'3".
Right. If you feel that you want to do that, give them the option to do that. Give them the option to compete, but give them their own arena.
That's what I said.
That's the only way to make it fair for everybody. That's the only way.
That is the only way.
That's the only way to make it fair, man. Give everybody their arena to compete.
In equal footing.
Yeah, that's it. And upgrade the way that you test, quote unquote, these cis natural born people. We are not eating the same way that we ate even 10 years ago. We don't eat the same way we ate 50, 60, 700 years ago.
Yeah, all our chickens are cloned now.
Yeah, man. You can't sit here and tell me that, yeah, the Olympics are because this and this and that. Nah, bro. It don't work that way. And, Stranger Things. No, Hopper and Stranger Things. He became Hellboy, but that's... That's my Hellboy right there. Ron Perlman.
Oh, there's been different Hellboys in the Hellboy series?
Ron Perlman was the first one in the first three. And then they remade it. Yeah. What's his name? Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Directed the remake. Yeah, he directed the remake.
Oh, I like
that. I do too.
That's what motherfucker. Thor's out there, nigga.
No, it wasn't even Thor, because it was a fire cloud. It wasn't a thunderstorm that created the fire. Nigga, it was a fire cloud that
created
the thunder.
I have been on this earth for X amount of years.
Okay.
In my X amount of years, I have watched the news since I've been 4 years old.
Correct.
I have been a fan of meteorology.
Okay.
Never in the X amount of years have I been born have I ever heard of a motherfucking fire cloud sparking 710,000 lightning strikes.
That's Thor. Me neither.
That's
but
Thor.
I'm just saying.
In a day.
I don't give a fuck what
that's
they
a
say.
Fire
I
elemental.
Never.
That's
I
a fire elemental. That is not thunder.
Nigga, I ain't never.
That's
heard
a fire elemental. That is not thunder. They both go hand in hand, but they are not the same.
I read it. I ain't never heard that shit before in my life. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Thor
that
don't control fire. Thor controls thunder.
That shit ain't natural. Whatever that shit was.
He said it ain't natural.
Whatever that shit was, somebody made
I can tell
that
you
shit.
What it is. Yep. I'm about to say I can tell you what it is. Boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop. Exactly. Yep. Somebody made. I ain't never heard of 710,000 lightning strikes
across British Columbia and northwestern Alberta, all through Canada. 15 hours.
Nigga, I would have been June scared 30th, for my life.
Between 3 p.m. on June 30th and 6 a.m. on July 1st. Bruh, at any given moment, you expecting your house to get struck. You expecting like I said, to die. You are expected to just
like I
be
said, I wouldn't
dust.
Know what, like, I can't shoot it. You know, my solution to everything just to get my gun and shoot it. There I can't were, shoot lightning.
There were 112,803 cloud-to-ground strokes detected over the same area.
Lightning never strikes twice in the same area.
It don't because it strikes 112,000 times in the same area.
That is... Nigga, no.
There's always something interesting that comes up, whether it is lightning in a hurricane or a volcano,
no
or a large number
Canada.
Of lightning. I've seen it. As a whole, Canada doesn't generally see a lot of lightning, about 90% less than the United
God
States.
Damn.
Right. In fact, the count from yesterday is more than you would expect in a big day of lightning-prone region like Texas and Oklahoma. They get 90% less than all lightning strikes in the U.S.
Yeah, bro, no. Somebody did that.
Right, somebody. Beep, 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 beep.
Somebody summoned somebody. Mm-hmm.
And struck that shit down.
Right there in Canada. Do you see that shit, them little clouds making them little plumes and blowing shit up? Bro, no.
Bro.
I have been on this earth for a long time. And
look
I
at how they just manifested up.
Never.
Look how they just puffed up, man.
Never, ever, ever, never in my life have heard of this shit before in my life, bro.
Y'all
no.
can't tell
they
me.
They just made this shit up.
Global manufacturing and fucking.
Exactly. Y'all made this shit up, bro. Y'all, it's. No. Absolutely not, bro. Y'all.
Cloud
nigga, I was born at night,
shit.
Not last
not
night.
Not last night.
Like, no, bro.
I wasn't even born at night. I was born in a day, but I wasn't born yesterday.
I was actually born at night.
I was born at 2:01 p.m.
9:08. And I. No, nigga.
I was born during the day, but not yesterday.
Like, no, nigga. Mm-mm.
Look at them clouds. Look at that shit. Go back. Look at them storm clouds. You from space. Imagine you on the damn space station and you see these clouds just manifest up out of nowhere. You just watching the Earth go and spin and do what it does. And these storm clouds just appear like something manufactured that shit.
Have y'all seen the ocean on fire?
Yeah,
from the
that
pipeline.
Shit don't make no fucking sense.
The Gulf of Mexico, fucking, they trying to
burn
use the water
it.
From the Gulf to put
burn
the water
it.
Out in the middle
and
of the Gulf.
It's just burning.
There's a gas pipe. No
listen, bus. They are not spraying water on the ocean. They are spraying chemicals.
Yes, they are. What do you think is going to put a fucking oil
not,
fire out on the water?
They're not spraying water
it ain't
on the
be
water,
bro.
Man. They're, but she's seen the other
water.
One. That shit like 30 feet.
They're right.
They don't know
they
no
work.
Water. They putting water on the water.
You know the BP oil nah, spill is still floating
hey,
around in the ocean.
On.
These motherfuckers
hold
don't
on.
Even know that.
Hold on. It's salt water. They putting salt water on the water, bro.
Hey, it's heavier.
Bro, it's a
heavier.
Whole fucking hurricane coming up through there, and they still trying to put that shit out, bro.
Come on,
because
bro.
If that shit reaches their oil rig, that shit
they
gonna
blow the fuck up.
That shit, if that shit reaches their oil rig, which it probably will because it's gas and that shit is on fire
and
in
it's
the
just
ocean.
It's gonna trickle over there.
Godzilla will pop up out that same little fire hole that he's in. Y'all know y'all haven't seen the kaijus pop up out the same thing.
Seen the
hopefully
shit.
The aliens that we got out there flying around will help.
Bruh,
hopefully they'll just.
They're like, nah, y'all large, did that.
The large
nah,
idea
y'all gonna
is,
tell
is,
us.
The large idea is the Mississippi River erupting. That's the whole large idea is the Mississippi River erupting.
It's going to separate us from everything.
Because they feel as though if the Mississippi like river, if the Delta at the mouth of the Mississippi
over flooded, it would separate us
it,
off.
Like, that can affect the major landmass within the country.
I mean, major flooding, global warming is real, and a lot of people are going to be relocated in a good no, portion. A good portion of the coastal regions will be underwater. A couple of years.
I swear the Gulf going to be some... But, and see, here's the scary thing, bro. Or, one day Florida gonna need to move to Georgia because we just next though.
They did, and then they had a shootout
and
with the police.
They're not California, and they keep talking about California is gonna break off.
Bro,
but I think it's the reverse.
Happens,
I think it's the reverse. I think
Georgia,
Florida
because,
will break off before
bro,
California.
You want to know
Georgia
why? Because the amount of cocaine that is in Florida is actually weighing it down. up under the sea level.
But I would think that the amount of cocaine that they got stored underneath would help keep the buoyancy and keep it floating up. Mm. That's why I think it would break off and just float away as opposed to Cali. Cali done got it'd weighed be down from island. Everything.
You're right. California would definitely break off. Mm-hmm. Weed is dense.
Yeah.
You're sinking.
Yeah, exactly.
That powder's floating.
Yeah, them motherfuckers ain't finna go nowhere.
No wonder them dolphins be goddamn flipping out
Florida
there.
Florida just gonna hold on and just sit out there.
Got the keys.
Yeah, all of them just gonna sit out there off to the coast.
Hell, we'll build a highway out there.
That'd be the new Hawaii, dog. That'd be the East Coast Hawaii. That's what it'd be.
It did King Kamehameha.
Oh, Lord.
Hawaii.
Oh, imagine that. Florida women become tropical and exotic women.
They are. You ever heard of Florida woman?
Oh, I don't think I want to.
She's the mistress to Florida man.
I don't want to meet that.
You've met her. You've seen her on Resident Evil.
Who?
Florida woman. They were all harping over her. They were all... Oh, my God.
Help. All right, Star Man, so I got a question for you, Doug. Are we recording right now? Yeah, we are. All right, so, you know, sometimes people like to, yeah, you know, people get a little advanced with their technology and they decide we're going to try to do some things to help people be better. If I came to you and said, I could give you a car that will fly, you got to give something up for it.
Nope, I'm good. I'll take an airplane.
According to that show, we were supposed to be tooling around in flying cars by now.
Yeah, well, most of us rational thinkers weren't banking on a cartoon to offer us a viable glimpse into the future of technological development.
Hey.
I would never forget this fucking...
flying car.
What do you mean?
AWA.
Say some German scientist comes up to you and he says, I have invented the flying car. I'll give it to you on one condition.
AMV hell, though.
What's the condition?
He's not going to tell you.
And it's no deal.
The guy is offering you the flying car. You know, like a gift horse in
the number one
mouth.
Flying
just take
car,
the car,
though.
Man.
Not until I know what the catch is.
Fine. The catch is you've got to cut off a foot.
No way.
Are you saying you wouldn't cut off your foot for the flying car? You're that selfish.
It's my foot. How am I supposed to walk?
What walk? You'll have the flying car.
Right, you don't need to walk, bro.
You'll buy like 50 prosthetic feet.
Well, which foot? Right or left?
Your choice.
Okay, I'll trade my left foot for the flying car.
So it's a deal then. Your foot for the flying car. You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
You can't welch.
I won't welch.
Because the whole world is counting on you.
What the hell kind of scientist is this guy anyway?
One with a lot of free time on his
hands. And it's weird.
So, then what happens is you find out the guy's going to take off your foot with a hacksaw.
Oh!
And no anesthetic.
Oh, screw that.
Come on,
nope,
it's part
too
of
late.
The deal.
You didn't say that before.
Fly a car,
come
bro.
On, it only hurts when they're taking the foot off. After that, they'll use a local on your stump and corduroys the wound.
Well, why can't I have a local before he cuts it off?
Because he is
he
a
likes
sick degenerate
it.
That likes to inflict pain.
You said he was a man of science!
You don't think Einstein liked hacking guys' feet off, but nobody ever said anything about it because he was one of the greatest thinkers of our time? But come on, man! Take the hit for the team! It's a few seconds of pain for a lifetime of riches and zero traffic.
Fine. As long as I get the local as soon as he's done cutting.
So you want the local?
Who am I, the Marquis de Sade? Yes, I want the local.
All right.
Why'd you say it like
he's
that?
He's gonna deal you.
Hey, it's just the local he gives you knocks you out. And when you're out, he diddles your peenie.
Oh, come on.
Hey, man, you made the deal.
To trade my foot for the flying car, not to be tortured and molested by some mad German scientist.
And his friends.
What?
Just when he's done, he gives his friends a shot at you, too.
Deal's off.
What is
but you get to fly a car, bro. You
or
get a flying car.
Bro, I'm taking an airplane.
And his friends.
No, bro, you get a flying car. The first ever.
This is
bro,
for
you
the
take
flying
it.
Car.
It ain't worth it.
So if you go sign for it, yeah, I'll take it.
With this country. Hell, with this world. You're always thinking about your own comfort.
Exactly. Think about yourself,
dog. And you'll forever be remembered as the sad footnote in the book of life.
That's you want, Ocean?
A wimpy little scumbag who could have breached the chasm of becoming and being, but instead opted to cover his own ass and foot in the process.
You could have had a flying car, bro.
I'll go through with the deal. I'll let the German scientist hack my foot off, then him and his friends can have their way with me, all for the flying car.
You'd do it with a bunch of guys just to get a car?
Oh, man.
Damn, that was funny as fuck.
AMV Hell. AWA, man.
Salute.
Like, man,
I'll never forget that shit.
I don't have anything else to drink, but.
Me and Starman, this is prime when we used to go to anime convention time.
No, man, that was an anime icebreaker right there, man.
He's got to diddle your penis.
But
him and his friends.
Evidently, what? This man really did create a flying car over there in Europe.
And he drove that bitch.
He flew that bitch.
Gay German science. This is not going to stop. All right. A prototype flying car has completed a 35-minute flying between international airports in
Bratislava.
Yeah. Nitra and Bratislava.
Slovakia.
The hybrid car.
The car
is equipped with a BMW engine. Damn, that's sweet. And it runs on regular petrol pump fuel. The creator, Professor Stefan Klein, said it could fly about 1,000 kilometers, which is 600 miles, at a height of 6,200 feet or 2,500 meters, and clocked about 8,200. I'm sorry, and 2,500 meters. Had clocked about 40 hours in the air so far.
He's been flying that shit pretty regularly.
It said it takes 2 minutes and 15 seconds to transform the car into the aircraft. This is dope.
So it's not like a full-on flying car. It's a car that transforms into a flying mobile.
Yes, bro. That's the future. I got to get one.
In 2 minutes. He described the experience early on Monday morning as normal and very pleasant. In the air, the vehicle reaches a cruising speed of 170 kilometers per hour. It can carry 2 people with a combined weight limit of 31 stones or 200 kilograms.
It's going to be the future.
Yeah, it is. That's going to be the first flying car, for real. It looks like a Formula One. Yeah. A Formula One Maserati car.
When the rappers get this car, it is fucking over with, bro.
They gonna
when the
kill
rappers
themselves.
Get this shit, it's over with.
Don't kill themselves.
Yeah, and they gonna be the ones that we respect and pay homage to pave the way for motherfuckers to really
they gonna
be
get
able
it
to
right.
Have flying cars.
Like the next generation after that shit gonna be off the chain. Because
we're gonna lose a lot of celebrities.
Bro, the rappers are gonna buy flying
Damn,
cars.
There are yes. more than 40,000 orders already.
Yes.
In
the prototype
America.
Has taken 2 years to develop and costs less than 2 million euro or 1.7 million pounds in investment. Anton Zajac,
this is from the BBC.com.
An advisor and investor in Klein Vision, said if the company could attract even a small percentage of global global airline or tax sales, it would be a success.
Is it me or did anyone else realize the BBC is a reputable state fund radio?
Said what now?
BBC is reputable state run radio.
If we convert 5%
British
of
Broadcasting
those,
Channel?
Mm-hmm.
It's run by the state.
Most people's... We the only people that don't have state-run media.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't have state-run media. America.
Got right. Fox News.
No, we have all our shit state-run. Don't believe that it's not. Shit ain't independent.
Okay, Dr. Stephen Wright, Senior Research Fellow in Avionics and Aircraft at the University of West London. No, of the West of England, excuse me. Let me correct that. Described the air car as the love child of a Bugatti Veyron and a Cessna 172. Right, so y'all motherfuckers out there with that high price tag, y'all know what that is?
Gotti fucked a single engine airplane.
Right. And he did not think the vehicle would be particularly loud or uneconomical in terms of fuel costs compared with other aircraft. So he's trying to think about being economic and auditorily considerate.
crazy.
So you can fly quietly and for a low cost of gas. Because it's still gas powered.
See more specs on that.
I mean, the motherfucker is flying through the sky, dog.
Yeah, but I want to hear it. Like, I hear what he's saying, but...
I want to hear what the plane do.
Yeah, what he's saying don't add up, nigga. You got to be going a certain speed to be up in the air.
Right. I mean, that's true. I mean, we ain't finna have no goddamn Harrier cars out here. As soon as you crank the car up, you can just hover and then take off.
That's next. Ain't
there. Right. Oh. We ain't on no Jetsons level shit yet. I mean, we do have the walkway and the super high rise. We do have that. We ain't got them kind of cars yet.
Okay, so it's a story I don't have pulled up, but from the Anime News Network. It's about animator Ippo Ichi. He opened up about Money Matters on Twitter, claiming that animators were only being offered bottom rates at production at Netflix anime made by Nappa. His tweet is translated as follows. Apparently, a producer working on a Netflix made at Nappa suggested pay of 3,800 yen, which is $34 per cut. The budget for a TV series is between 3,800 and 7,000 yen. So if you accept that offer, the unit price for animators, it will go down. Heads up, if you're asked, I think it's best to negotiate between 15,000 yen, which is $134 or more. He then clarified, to avoid misunderstanding, I have to say that my issues with Netflix, for all the exorbitant amount of capital they have, is a problem that they started at the place of orders with such low rates. There's a possibility that the prices are even lower than the TV series.
Netflix don't have a bunch of cash, man, because Netflix spends crazy amounts of monies on shows and then they cancel it.
Netflix does have a lot of cash. No, they were saying spread it out.
The money that they spend on these live action shows and animated shows are not even seeing a fair fraction.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they spend their money.
They get back, yeah.
Yeah, and they're not getting that fraction because you can invest that money and it will be well spent.
You remember The Get Down?
Yeah.
The reason why they're not continuing their show is because that shit was expensive as fuck and it was another show. Like, all their live action shows cost ridiculous amounts of money. And whenever you spend ridiculous amounts of money on some shit, and you getting like Netflix don't ever let people know the real numbers.
No, they don't. They don't have to. And that's been the fairest critique that most people have about them. And I get that. But at the end of the day, they, you know, that.
But if you look at it like that, like you will be able to see that, okay. When they drop 20 different things, 10 of those things are going to be in the top 10. One, because they're new. Not because they're good, it's because they're new. That doesn't necessarily translate to awards that Netflix don't win for a lot of stuff. And a lot of stuff that they end up doing is pricey. Like, you can't have high-priced shit and... Like, the amount of view, like, Netflix in viewership has gone up, but, I mean, you know, there's people that still don't own a Netflix account themselves and haven't owned one ever, me being one of them. But, they spend too much money on things, and investors, even people that invest in Netflix, they have these meetings, and they're like, man, y'all spend an exorbitant amount of money on shows, seasons, and they don't last but one or two seasons. The other show that they had that came out besides The Get Down, that was like a mythological show, they spent $500 million on it and they only came out with one season of it. And they'll continue to make shows like that.
Alright, Mac-yo. So It's time for that. Literature Club.
Yeah, man. I don't know about you, dog, but...
I got to know.
I had a long week, you know. I had to take some time to myself, and I figured... in doing so, I would have to find some kind of way to, you know, get back in touch with myself. You know what I mean?
Lord have mercy.
Try to recenter. You know what I mean? And a game that will make you think. If I was the main character in an anime that was harem based and I had a choice in the matter, and it's not like over the top, it's not etchy, it's not like anybody's trying to be perverted here, it's just like, hey, we have an option. Who you gonna choose?
Who you gonna choose?
You got four girls to choose from. Who do you want?
Who you gonna choose?
You're in high school, man. It's the literature club. Who you gonna pick?
Macchio displayed this trailer. Now, I had not hearing about the game. Was, you know, kind of curious about, okay, what the fuck is this? This shit.
Yes.
He was talking about horror elements. Yeah, but the trailer didn't have it. We're looking at some cute anime shit. We're like, right, what's the fuck? Anyway, it came out on Wednesday at about noon.
Noon.
Came
at it yes. noon. Noon.
$15. Fuck it. I'm going to buy it. I want to play it. I want to see what the fuck is going on. So I buy it. I play it later that night. It's nighttime. It's supposed to be a scary horror game. I get on it. I'm zoned in. All right.
He's messaging me like, bro, I ain't seen no scary shit yet. But I'm like, you know, the chick I picked, you know, I might be okay with this.
I'm trying to see how this story goes. And then you don't realize how you plan the story and you just land. And
shit gets fucked up.
Shit just gets fucked up. And it gets like, all right, how do I stop this shit?
You can't.
Like, your anxiety going through the roof. Like, that shit would trigger all
This is a game, for all intents and purposes, it looks wholesome and innocent.
That shit was triggering my anxiety. That shit had my head fucked up. It was like, oh, man. Like, so it fucked with your psyche.
Yes, it does. So, I'm going to ask.
Let's go.
Go ahead. Run me down. You're 1 through 4. Who... in literature club. Who
all right, was first going night with? I played a game, Natsuki. I go for Natsuki.
I knew it. I knew it.
I should
have. I knew it.
I
knew it. Okay.
I went for Natsuki first night. Fuck it, bro. I want Natsuki. So I try to get Natsuki, and like when that shit happened with like my best friend, I don't want to hurt her feelings, so I say some dumb shit. So the story kind of already shook. What I realized, what I've done, this
Sayuri,
point, I scum saved.
Yeah,
and I didn't know I scum saved. They don't tell you that's the thing, scum saving.
Yeah, you can't right. do that.
So I scum saved just to see what purple hair shot it. What Yuri's gonna be talking about? You know what I'm saying? So
Yuri's wife, that's who I picked first.
I figured that's who you picked. I figured you picked Yuri. I had Natsuki, and then they had their whole exchange, and I was like, who I got outside with? Anyway, that was first night. Second night, I go through the events, and I don't want to give too many spoilers away for those that still need to play it.
No, fuck that, dog. But we didn't have the time.
Sayuri, so I pick Sayuri the second night because I find out what happened to her. She got depression. She like, I was like, maybe I can save her if I love her enough. So from jump, I'm writing my poems for her. I'm trying to pull Sayuri, but I can't fucking pull her, bro.
No, and you can't. No saving her.
And then when I get to the act, she ain't even done no more. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
No, the funny thing. Okay, go ahead.
Now I got Yuri. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, bro, I'm talking about this is the second night, bro. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it shifts me to a completely different story. I ain't know what was going on because, you know, I'm trying to, like, land it. I ain't look at no strategy guide. I ain't studied nothing. I'm just really going off of, let me save this and come back to here. Let me try this.
When I messaged you and you were like, oh no, man, my save got corrupted and I had to start over that in shit, a new universe. I was like, oh no, you had a hold it. It just started. It has begun.
Bro, they deleted the whole save.
Yes.
All that shit was gone. Yes. Everything I saved.
So I'm going to tell you how it went for me, okay? So when I first played it on Steam, of course, best friend, my neighbor. I'm gonna save my neighbor. Like, I'm finna go with Sayuri. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's the girl that I've known my whole life, you right. know? So when I played it there, I was like, I gotta go with Sayuri, man. Okay. I got to. But when I played it on the PlayStation, Now, okay, for you guys out there, I didn't play beyond what happened to Sayori, and then we start back a new day. I didn't go anywhere beyond that on Steam. So when it came out on PlayStation, I started a brand new game, and my main waifu was Yuri.
Sayori.
No, my main Yuri. Waifu was Yuri at first Yuri. On PlayStation. Okay. So when I started back with her, it's like, I already know that Sayori is my friend. She's going to be there. I'm trying to make sure that that shit don't happen.
We just friends.
Right. I tried to make
it.
Yes. I
don't care how you feel about me,
yeah, dog. Yes. Yes.
Like, are you going to walk home? Would you walk home with nothing?
Like,
yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go home with you, girl. Like, shit. This is my... Look. I like you. You're my friend. I've known you forever, but...
Nah, first time I didn't say that shit. I told her, yeah, I'll walk home with you. I'm thinking I can save her.
And that was where I split it at. That was where I split it. So, I'm playing through the game, and I go forward, and it gets to fucking festival day. Hmm. Like, Sayori's not here. I'm about to go to the house.
Oh, so you made decorations and atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because I was going Yuri.
I did that story, too, because I wanted to see how it looked. But that was my scum save. That's what fucked me up.
Nope. See, my scum save was when I had to make a choice between telling Sayori if I was going to walk home with her. I mean, if I was going to go to the festival with her or if I would walk home with Yuri. Like, hell no. You my girl. So that was my scum save. Mm-mm-mm. And when she did what she did, I tried to go back and do the other one. And it was like, oh no, she's been deleted already. You can't.
That shit, reset the whole game.
Right, I couldn't even go back to my save with Yuri. You
lost all your saves.
Yes.
When that shit happened
like,
to me.
So that's like, how y'all gonna do it. Because on the computer, it's different.
Right.
It straight shuts the whole shit down and starts the whole computer over to make it seem like your computer fucked up. Like, it's way more involved on the computer than it is on the PlayStation. But I love the way they incorporate it on the PlayStation. Because it gives you that fake desktop.
Giving you desktop feeling when you get to click on this, go to settings.
I love that shit. I love that part of it.
Because I had to go and look for the files in order to delete to get out of where the fuck I got trapped.
Yep.
I fucked around scum save and I got trapped.
And next thing you know, she's...
I'm like, bitch, get out my face. I don't know how to... Right? Bro, she repeated herself 3 times. I was like, bro, how the fuck do I get out of this shit?
You once can't I discovered, until you...
I deleted mm-hmm. that shit, bro. I got the fuck out, and I was like...
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, Starman probably gonna go for her. And I was like, because she's the main girl. She's like super...
She made me
class president.
Shit.
Yeah.
So I knew how I was.
Is she
real
smart?
No. Oh, they're all smart.
So, well, last night... Hold on, Macchio.
This one that's not so smart.
Last night, I had said, fuck this. I'm finna do the whole Natsuki story. So last night, I did
that's the one that hurts the most.
I did the whole... But I ain't finished it. I did
that's
the whole...
That's the one that hurts the
I did
most.
At see one, it. I did at one and two of her story where I got more interactions with her where the character ends up coming and talk to you more instead of you seeking them out. So I'm like, oh, this is dope. We had a conversation, blah, 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 blah. And... yeah, man, it's the day of the festival. That's why I paused the game after the reset, after that, when everything started glitching.
So, who went out first for you? Who went out first for you?
Went out first, Sayori.
Okay. Who went out second?
The first time I did it, it was Yuri.
Okay. So, what was your, like... scaling level, like who were you going after?
First time I played it, I went off the Natsuki. Second time I played it, I went off the Sayori.
I knew it. Right when you told me, like, yeah, well, if I gotta choose to make decorations,
second time,
make the cupcakes.
The second time I played it, I put a scum save and I switched to Yuri halfway through playing with Sayori.
You can't.
I tried Yuri's story and I ended up with Monica. I ended up with Monica at the end. And I was like, fuck.
Hey.
So after I reset it with the Monica, I was like, I'm finna do Natsuki again because I wanna get the whole Natsuki story. So that's why I'm at now.
Okay. Like I said, first
you know time. You knew how it was going to go.
I did. When you told me, you was like, yeah, I'm at the day of the at the day of the festival. I got to pick between if I'm going to make cupcakes or if I'm gonna make the decorations, I think you know what I'm gonna do. Yeah, I think I do know.
That shit was fun, man.
So Ocean, basically, this game, you're a new, not necessarily a new guy at school. It's your senior year in high school. There's a girl that stays next door to you. You grew up with her. Go to school with her. She's pressuring you to join a club because she worries for your social interaction skills. And she's like, you told me this year you were going to join a club. And you're like, okay, I guess I did say that. So you decide to join the literature club. There's three other girls in there. There's the quiet intellectual with the super long hair type girl. Then you've got the short hair, super cute, she looks younger than she actually is girl. And then you've got the president, you know, super smart, I'm trying to do my best because that's all I can do girl. Yeah.
D cup.
Yeah.
Really smart. Ted is all in your face.
So choose what girl is gonna be.
Eager Beaver, overachiever.
You're gonna join the literature club. But
you gotta pick.
There man. Are dark undertones.
Very dark, man. The game preys upon your ability to play the game. It's not so much what you choose. It's how you play.
How you're playing the whole experience. The game.
And you don't I didn't figure that shit out till my third time playing the shit.
Because the person that you're going after isn't the person that's gonna have the bad shit happen to.
Oh, okay, cool.
You think that because you feel like, oh, I'm going after her. But you care for this one. You don't want anything bad to happen to them. You're trying to be their friend. That's all you want to do.
It fuck you in. It try to anticipate what you're going to do. And it gives you certain dynamic. It makes you write these poems, right? So you got to write these poems, and the poems
And you don't get to write the poem full out. You just choose 20 words.
You use 20 words.
And
it'll fill it
each
in.
Each word corresponds to one of the girls. Only three of them.
If you name enough of the right words, it'll correspond to her. And that's
and
how you
she's
keep your
the
story
one
going.
Who will like you or start liking
you. And you got to write the poems with words. Yeah.
The premise of the game is it's supposed to be a dating simulator. You're supposed to choose between these four girls which one you want to date.
You saw the previews and everything.
Yes.
It get dark, man. Motherfuckers get stabbed. Motherfuckers get killed.
And what platform is it on?
It's on consoles and computer.
It was in
Doki Doki Literature Club.
Like, that was a fun game this week. Like, I spent a couple hours on that dark shit. Like, it got dark. It creeped me out. And it was like, how is this shit creeping me out like this, bro? I'm legit creeped out. Like,
it knows how to engage.
Gonna use my fucking PlayStation handle on one time. Just like, oh, that's not your real name. Your real name is actually in the game. And I was like, man, chill, bro. Chill.
Right.
It's a fucking game. I don't need this shit.
Right, like, don't tell me what my real name is.
Psychologically, it's a good game. It's it's enjoyable. I enjoyed the game.
Like
have you played any of the side stories yet?
No. I got both of them, but I haven't started.
I got four of them now. The third time around, I got something completely different with Natsuki that I didn't have the first time. Like, our conversation, we had a completely different conversation that wasn't in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I'm on to something now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the second time I did that shit, I just went after Sayori because I wanted to save her. So I was just like, I'm going to do all of this right. But I don't think I did the poems right.
That's what I want to do.
I still don't know if that would have saved her ass.
That's what I want to do. I want to save Sayori. I haven't done it yet. But my first time through, straight Yuri. My second time through, I was going to go for Natsuki. And Monica got my ass.
Monica
got you,
bro. Don't play.
She's like, no, you know. I've been playing the background the whole time. I just wanted to make sure you were happy.
Yeah.
Right. She tried to be slick with that shit. She's like, yeah, I just wanted to make sure you were happy.
I didn't like the flip, man. Like, when Monica came in and she just kind of cut the whole shit off and she just interjected, like, this is what's going down. This is what I'm doing. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I couldn't stop. Like, when I got to the point where I was trying to choose which...
Who's, it was too late then because it's all her.
Excuse me. It was just like Monica. It was just like just Monica. When I saw that shit at the beginning, I was like, uh-oh.
damn, she got my ass.
Only Monica. I was just like, yep, it's gonna be some bullshit. Then I start reading on porns that got creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was coming.
Right. Like, what the fuck is you on about? Yeah, dog.
Because I did the one where Sayori confessed and I said, yes, I love you. And it stared him out. She killed herself.
Yep. See, the way I did it was I was going straight for Yuri, but I still made sure to keep Sayori involved in my life that
that's
was going
the
on.
That's what I did the first time.
Yeah, because it's like, you my best friend, so make sure you right here by my side and shit. So, like, you read my poem first, then I let Yuri read it, then I let Monica read it, then I let Natsuki read it.
First time I did
it,
I let Monica read all the poems first because she was the president.
Nope, I always let her read them last.
I didn't let her read them last. Third time around, I let Natsuki read my poems first.
Mm-hmm.
Third time I played. Second time I play, I let Sayori read them first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see, I started with Sayori being first because that's my girl. She's like my neighbor, my number one. So I let her read them first. Then Yuri, because like I'm trying to get with you. So I'm gonna pick you. That shit there. Day of the festival. Monica putting the sprinkling the shit against that. Oh yeah, don't overexert yourself. You know, she might not make it. Why would you say that? Why would you say that shit? Then I go to the house. There's no answer at the door. Oh no.
Go upstairs.
Oh my god. Yeah. Next thing you know, boom.
Bruh, when that shit happened.
That shit.
Oh, bro, I'm gonna turn this shit off, bro. What the fuck?
Whew.
I knew that's when shit just got real. One on coming back. What fucked me up is after that shit happened, I tried to go into my menu.
Right.
Reload.
Right. So, oh, no. She's erased. And that she's been erased.
Bro, and that shit just said, during error, cut me back and off. Mm-hmm. And then I look back in the menu, all my saves gone.
Yep. Because, see, I split it there, and then I played forward with Yuri coming to my house so we could work on the shit for the festival. And that was where it got. And then when it went to school, she hung herself. And then I tried to go back to the Sayori file. And I was like, fuck, no. I was like, I can't let it go like that.
And
they're like, oh, no, she already been deleted. We're going to start a whole new shit. So I didn't even get to the end of the shit with Yuri with that storyline.
The moment she suggests you need to go back home,
mm-hmm,
that's when you're going to have to redo it. But even then, it won't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter at that point. And then when I did the one with Yuri, she... It was like, oh my god, no!
Bro, when she started crying blood, I knew it was over with, bro. I was like, oh hell no, nah, shit.
No, when you caught her in the hallway, dog. Did you see that?
Cutting herself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dog.
Dog, when I seen all that shit, bro, I was like, nah, bro, y'all tripping.
Like, right, and then, dog, the one with this, like, you read the thing and then it cuts back to it and she got real eyes, mm-hmm, on her animated body. I'm like, bro, what are y'all doing?
They're looking at you dead.
Right. And then you... I'm glad I didn't have the headphones on, because just imagine if you had the headphones on and you hear the breathing just on both sides. Because that shit would have fucked it up. Because you hear her breathing when you playing the game and her eyes are wiggling around. You just...
That's
right, and the music sounds all super happy, but she looks crazy as fuck. Dog.
It's crazy. It's an interesting game. I gotta keep playing.
And there's even more to it.
I gotta see
there's what keep... even more.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna try these side stories that they got that's unrelated, but I got to see it, man.
Because I'm gonna just tell you now, there is another game that they're promoting within it. I can't wait for that shit to come out. I'm gonna just tell you that. There is another game. I can't wait for it, dog. I'm probably gonna play it when I get home. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I've been playing it like 3 nights in a row. Like every night around the same time, I pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
I dive in it just to get the story.
Visual novel fucking relationship simulator. And the crazy thing about it is, every girl, there's something about them that you're like, I don't want you to have to go through this.
Ooh, well,
like, no matter which one it is, like, no matter what your type is, you can relate to every other one.
They go through it.
And the game does a great job.
They really give you poem advice. Yes. They give you literature advice.
Yeah, real literature advice. Yeah. Real life advice on top of that. It's like,
that's cool.
Yeah, they're like, oh, if you feel like this in a certain situation, da 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 da. It's like, damn. Thank you.
I enjoyed that. Doki Doki Literature Club.
Yes, man. There's so much.
Give me the upgrade special edition.
Like, Ragnarok is... Don't sleep on that shit. That shit is really fucking good.
Don't watch the first season. I ain't watch the second season.
I like it when I can watch multiple seasons at once. I don't want to be waiting, so...
Yeah. But when I found out the only the first season was out at the time.
Yeah. Like, I remember when it came out, and I was like, is this Thor?
Kind of like a reincarnation. Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. But it was really fucking good. So I was like, I'm going to watch Record of Ragnarok. That's interesting.
I've been seeing mixed reviews about it.
Yeah, people it's
like,
interesting.
Some people like it. Some people, it's kind of boring.
I can see why people like it. I can see why people don't like it.
It reminds me of Blood of Zeus. It's like, if you like that one, then you would like this. Like,
no, it reminds me of Baki, the newer Baki mixed with what is the show when Japanese corporations are fighting each other? Like, they have it's corporations. They have fighters, but they fight for corporations.
Ashra. I think Kengan Ashura, what it is.
Hey, I've never heard of that one.
The Kenjin, you will fight in the Kenjin, the royal battle. It's, yeah.
Okay.
It's
something. That's it. I've never heard of that one.
It's Kenjin. Yeah, it is. It is, because that's the name of the battle.
Okay.
And the battle is these corporations like Nintendo and all this stuff like that. They have fighters, and they fight in a big tournament for a shitload of money or control of companies, things like that. So it's kind of like a mix of those two things. Like, they have gods. Like, the first one is like Thor versus the strongest human. I forget his name. It's like, not Brunhilde. That's a lady. It's say that name again.
You mean Lu Bu?
Yeah, no, that's his name. Yeah, that's his name. That's that's who he's fighting. Thor's fighting that guy. And, you know, people are like, oh, it's a... These people have decided that Earth is no longer worth Earth, and let's just get rid of it. You know, the story that's told everywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's like, no, we can at least fight for a tournament. Like, oh, we're guys. We'll wipe the floor with you guys. So fine, we'll have your little fight. Bring out Thor. Bring out this guy. And that's what's going on right there. That's it. Regular Ragnarok, like I said, I see how people can like it. I see how people can go on the fence about it, because it's like, I kind of seen this before.
Yeah. I'm not really bringing anything extra to it.
But the extra that they are bringing to it is the mythology that they're bringing into it. So that's why I got the Attack on Titans thing from, because they had an element in there that had the giants eating up people in this little city, and these people came in and saved them. I was like, Captain Levi shit right there.
See, that show, it's a Chinese anime. It's made in China.
So, totally disrespectful
now. No. I'm saying that to say, because it got banned in India because they didn't like how their god was betrayed.
Gotcha.
And that was one of the controversies that came around it. But then people just kind of questioned, I guess, what gods, what characters were chosen, the story they were painted within anime. And I think that's a valid critique culturally. Of, you know, people gonna feel left out. Was just like, dang, you got all of these gods and
you didn't include mine, and the one that you did, y'all kind
of made a mockery of.
I mean, it's just from a, you know, that perspective. But the reason why I say, you know, it's a like a Chinese anime, it's like it got all the elements visually that anime has. But that soul, Chinese, bro, it's just like, nah, bro, this don't feel
more
like,
robot.
This don't feel like anime. Like, it don't feel like what like the Japanese anime. It don't feel like real deal OG anime. It feels different. The story, the nuances of the story is different. The way it's like all the over the top action stuff. Yeah, that's there. It's like all the duplicatable stuff is there.
Yeah.
Cause you know, a lot of stuff we get is made in China, duplicated, bootleg, whatever the fuck. But something like that, I feel like I don't want to call it imitation anime, but it's like imitation anime.
Because you feel like you've seen this before.
So it felt like, okay, I can take it, but it's like,
yeah,
it just looked like their style. It's like I can look at the anime Japanimation, you know, that like Boondocks. I can look at shit like Boondocks and Legend of Korra and being like, yeah, it was inspired by anime, but this is a cartoon.
Right.
Like, yeah, this is a cartoon, bro. Because
it was anime influenced.
Yeah, but it was just like, no, this is a cartoon. Like some stuff just feels like a cartoon.
Yeah. That one seems like it's the closest you'll get a cartoon being to an anime.
And you can have a cartoon that look like an anime, but anime is anime. So I say it's a good cartoon. That's what I'll say about Record of Ragnarok. It's a pretty cool cartoon. I mean, you know, if I was 14, I'd love this shit. But after seeing like 200, 300 animes in my whole fucking life, I look at this shit like I forget about it. But if, you know, somebody got their dream off, so shout out to them.
Yeah.
They come harder that time. That's all I can say, bro. Just come harder, man. It's just, you want to see like a big ass battle and flashing colors and big swole motherfuckers just, it's like a wrestling match. You want to watch animated wrestling, watch it, bro. That's all it is, an animated wrestling match. That shit cool. It looks cool as fuck.
Right.
But I'm saying anime-wise, nobody had time for no real plot, nigga. They find
it's not engaging. It's not engaging.
Like you can put it on. Your little nephew come over and you trying to do something. You
want him distracted? Yeah.
You can put him. You can put that on, bro, and just go about your business.
Some animes are tricky. Now they'll wait till like episode 5 or 6 and then pull.
Well, Attack
on
Titan was like that. You never Attack on Titan was like that. You remember initially I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I stuck through it because like I've heard enough about this and all that.
There's something I like here.
Yeah.
I know it is.
When they started eating niggas off the dribble, I was immediately fascinated. Like,
okay, there's big naked people eating folks.
Yeah, okay. I was intrigued. Right. There's something like, okay, look, I don't know where this is going. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it's big naked folks eating folks, and then somebody who I thought was going to be a hero, that nigga get eaten next, and then somebody who I thought was going to step up, he get eaten after that, and then, you know, it's just brutal. Right. Like, okay.
Okay, well, he's evidently the main character. He got his hand bitten off. Oh, shit. Got his leg bitten off. What the fuck? This nigga just got eaten, right? He just got eaten. No.
He was up in the sky talking shit and got...
like, oh, my Lord.
So, you know, it was all... It's something there.
Mm-hmm.
It hadn't been too many things that I've made myself set through, and then I get through them like, oh, yeah, that was worth it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the Queen of the Show, Queen of the South show I'm watching now. Like, I'm going to get through this shit, but it's just
ridiculous.
The format for this show is no less than 10 people die every episode. It is like Weeds, but way more violent in dealing with cocaine.
Gonna run out of people to be on the damn show.
That's what I thought. The people themselves have been shot numerous times. People themselves, the main characters themselves, have been shot dozens of times. I mean, they get hit.
One of your new shows?
Yeah, the Queen of the South show.
Okay.
And the lady she got hit by a high caliber sniper rifle.
No guns, no nothing.
And I'm like, number one, that shit would have came out the back of your leg, and it would have been a hole. It would have been a hole like this. You would have bled out.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, she's still able to walk on this motherfucking leg. I hate action movies when you hear a gun cock or you hear a hammer being cocked on a gun that doesn't have a hammer. For instance, the hammer's a little thing you pull back like that. Most of the guns that these people have, they don't have them, so it's not going to make that sound.
Yeah. I mean, that's just bad Foley work.
A lot of action movies will have a Glock with a hammer sound for whatever reason.
Bad Foley work.
They ain't never played Destiny.
Yeah, none of that shit. I mean,
bruh,
the first-person shooter games they play are so far removed from realism, that's the reference they use.
It's like, that's what I'm saying. The video games, it's like, no, bro, we going to really have this same gun that you see him shoot.
We going to really shoot it.
The action that you do on them,
it's going to give you the sound.
Yeah, you mocap that shit.
I've caught that in a lot of movies. They were just like, nah, I just like this fucking sound.
Yeah, it sounds badass.
They kill me doing that shit with swords.
Mm-hmm.
Like every sword you pull out, it goes,
sounds like that.
I was just like, bro,
I'm like I've had a sheath. That shit was silent as fuck.
Yeah, and even if you draw it, it's not gonna sound like
that.
Yeah, it sounds like wood. When that shit sounds like it came out the smooth ass wood.
Yeah,
you know,
yes, that's how it's supposed to sound. Yes.
Like it ain't no sheen.
Every time, bro.
So the Foley work is bad. The lady I have time to go into this right now. I really want to get this shit off my chest.
Get it off.
God damn it. All right. This shit starts off. It's this lady named Teresa Mendoza. Her husband is a pilot for the Vargas cartel out of Mexico.
Okay.
Vargas cartel heads consist of Camila Vargas and her husband. Not Emilio, Elefonio. Okay. All right. So it's those two guys. Teresa's husband, boyfriend, flies coke for the cartel. He's been scheming a little bit at the top, him and his homeboy.
Okay.
Been scheming at the top. His homeboy is is the boyfriend of Teresa's best friend. So, you know, they live the little life together. Cartel gets wind of it, put a hit out on him and his friend. They kill him and the friend, and they're coming for his family next. So Teresa ends up hiding and shit like that, and running away into the woods. She ends up being abducted and kidnapped, and Camila Vargas sees her in a little cage. It's like, okay, we're not gonna sex traffic this bitch, we're gonna make her a drug mule. So they pack her ass down with some dope, send her out there in the woods with the coyotes, get your ass up in Texas, let's get this dope. She gets there. Before she dies, before her boyfriend dies, the boyfriend says, hey, look, shit's finna go down. I have this book. This book has the inner workings of this cartel's. This is cartel's ledger. Mm-hmm. Every single thing about this cartel. So she goes off. She has the book with her. She doesn't let the people know that she has the book. She leaves it in Mexico, buried. Goes all the way out to fucking Texas, where she's kept in a cage until it's time for her to be a drug mule, blah, blah, blah. This is when it starts to get stupid. The husband and wife are kind of beefing with each other. The husband is trying to run for the governor of a town in Mexico.
Okay.
Or a state in Mexico. The wife built the cartel. The husband kind of took over, but she wants it back, so they're at odds, and now they're beefing with each other. Somehow or another, Teresa puts herself in a position to see more than what she needs to see. Sees more than what she needs to see, and then so they start bringing her around because she makes like little smart observations. So she's a money counter for the Sinaloa cartel before.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get to a place, and the guy's like, okay, I want all these keys. Here's the money right here. She's like, all right, and I see this money. She gets the money, and she's like, this dollar right here is counterfeit.
Mm-hmm.
She just randomly picks one up, flips it, picks this one up. This bill is counterfeit. It's like, how do you know? It weighs less than a gram. All U.S. currency weighs a gram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this one has to weigh less. If it weighs less, it's counterfeit. And he's like, trying to say my money's counterfeit. That's a big, you know, big thing, like trying to tell me I'm trying to cheat you. People die for this shit, so you need to be 100% correct. It's like, so all the guns come out. Guns are already wrapped. They're already out, but then you know that sound goes off. Like, so did they? Whatever. The guns are out, and she's like, I used to be a money counter in Sinaloa. This shit, you know, if you fuck up their money the first time, they gonna fucking beat the shit out you for a week.
Yeah,
shit like that. And I know because surprise.
Mm.
So.
You got beat, yeah, so.
You know. So she was right. So they had to figure out who did that shit. People end up getting shot. She should have got shot. She didn't get shot.
Mm-hmm.
Person next to her should have got shot. He didn't get shot. They all kill everybody and they run off. And that, in a nutshell, is what happens every single episode. She should die. She doesn't die. They run off. Every episode. I don't know why I've been watching this shit for 3 seasons. Oh.
You want to see if she die?
Yeah. Right.
That's what it is, bro.
Damn. Yeah. I thought you were going to say 3 episodes.
Yeah, I've been watching for 3 seasons. And they hour long episodes, too.
Damn,
I've been watching the fuck out of
them. Damn.
But, surprise.
Committed.
Surprise. The boyfriend who was supposed to get killed, he didn't get killed. The CIA, the DEA, scooped him up, and now he's an informant. What? The nigga's alive? So not only is the nigga alive,
and he done flipped.
He looks just like the other person in the cartel. So it's very hard not to get these two people confused sometimes.
Damn.
So they look just alike. Do you remember the Mexican muscle guy in Weeds? He was kind of funny.
Yeah.
with the thick mustache.
Yeah.
He's in this too.
Okay.
He's a Sicario. He was gonna kill her at first, and they killed the boyfriend, or at least they thought they did, and they're coming to kill her. And him and another Sicario were, you know, they're in the house. They're in the house. They got the drop on her. And the other dude was actually raping her. And he stopped her from doing it. He's like, man, we was here just, you know, she finna die anyway, bro. You don't have to do all that crazy shit.
Right.
In the mix of them arguing and fighting with each other, Teresa grabs a gun, shoot the motherfucker in the head. Again, should have been got killed off the drill.
Still didn't die.
But she runs into him again, and he's a Sicario for the other cartel. Mm. She ends up flipping him to work with him because he didn't kill her, and because of course he stopped the other guy from raping her.
Got to keep the scandal in there.
They end up working for each other, and now Buddy is the coldest shot I have ever seen in my life. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 20 people with fully automatic AR-15s. Buddy just needs his 1911 with the Mexican flag on it. Mm-hmm. He got two of them. He goes to work. Fow, fow. Everybody dying. Fow, 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 fow. Fow, 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 fow. Where you at? Behind me? Fow. Where you at? In front of me? Fow. Both y'all niggas? Fow, fow, fow. And I'm like,
some wide earth shit.
And I'm like, that shit is so crazy. Like, these people are trained people with better guns from a longer distance. I'm like, you just like capping them.
Red Dead Redemption.
I guess so. He's got that fucking Hawkeye vision shit.
Fire. Like, just knocking motherfuckers off. Like, these people are fully trained assassins,
mercenaries,
or government officials who don't do shit but shoot people and kill all people. Day. And
they ain't got nobody touching them.
They got night vision scopes, EOTech scopes, 3x magnifiers.
Don't let them.
Buddy ain't got shit but these two 1911s, bro. And everybody dies, bro. I've never seen him reload them bitches one time. He is like a battle rapper, just constant firing. All non-stop. This, like, just he kills everybody. One episode, so people get the drop on him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of killing him, they beat the shit out of him and they get a hammer and they smash his shooting hand. And I'm like, but he's killing people with both his hands. So, like, 3 episodes, his hand was all swollen up. And he was doing, like, a little physical therapy with a ball and shit like that. But, oh, I can't kill anybody. I don't feel any worthless.
Right, because I can't shoot.
Like, it was...
but you had your other hand the whole time. So, now without this hand, you can't
shoot. Yeah, now without this hand, he can't shoot that much. And then he was trying to grip the gun in the hammer smashed hand. And, like, he was shooting. I'm like, this only happened in 3 episodes, bro. They have clearly shattered all the bones in your hand. Like... all your carpals, your metacarpals, your phalanges, you all of them shits is like little pieces
2 weeks
of dust.
2 weeks later, bro, I'm out this bitch. Bow! Right. One hand in a 44.
Ain't no way.
44 revolver. Bow!
Your shit should be shattered as soon as you click that bitch.
Exactly.
As soon as you let that shit rip one time.
Exactly. But nah, he's back. Pote is his name. Pote. Pote in these two 1911s gets fucking busy.
Yes.
Yes. The meanwhile, the governor, the guy who ran for governor, becomes the governor.
Okay.
You know, but everybody's like, oh, he sells drugs.
Mexico.
Like, oh, he sells drugs. So him and his wife are going at it, and his number 2 is trying to kill his wife and kidnap his daughter. His daughter was a nice, wholesome girl, and then she started snorting coke.
She started snorting coke and giving out neck
on private planes to the rival cartel's son.
Niggas with them three-story yachts.
Yeah, with the three-story yachts and private planes. The son is actually a stand-up noble guy, even though his dad murdered his own brother to get in position in front of these other people.
Sound like I Kill Sarah shit.
Even though he murdered his own brother, the son is a very nice person. He didn't want her to snort coke and put his dick in her mouth. He said no Reno. I say Kalor. That's what he said. But no, she insisted.
She went for it anyway.
Celebrating, sniffing eighth. Shit went, you know, sideways. Again, this number 2 is trying to kidnap this person. And neither one of them can figure out that this guy is not who they need to fuck with.
Not the cake anime.
The governor then tries to kill his number two. In the funniest of ways, he has like a Mexican bullfighting circus inside of a house. And they have these little people. But all these little people have barrels of gasoline on them. And they're acting like they're drunk and they're like pouring it on people. And I'm like, clearly somebody's going to set you motherfuckers on fire. But they're like, oh, gotcha. We got gasoline on. Pouring it everywhere. Oh, I'm sorry. We poured it all over you. And of course, he gets a cigar and like, ah, oh, fuck you, nigga. And sets the shit on fire.
How is this not suspicious to anybody? Like,
I'm like, do y'all not smell gas? And then one soldier is even like, I'm like, yes, gas, cigar, fire. Going to die. Like, y'all kill people for a living. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Bro, you obviously have not suspended your disbelief enough.
At all.
Like,
at all.
You have to suspend
all disbelief for, this shit. For all a of gang of clown, dressed up clown Mexicans to like pour gasoline on me?
This is far from a suggestion. This is a requirement, bro.
Right, because it. Bro, this shit don't seem believable at all.
They pour this shit on him, light the motherfucker on fire, burn him to a crisp. Somehow or another, he still survives. 2 episodes later, his skin is immaculate, like he's just been exfoliated. Like, bro, are y'all forgetting that y'all set this man on fire? Why is he around walking? He is a burn victim. It gets worse. It gets worse. Back to the ledger that has all the information of the cartel. Tell me why the girls, they can't figure out what's going on in here. They're like, man, we know this shit is something. What is it? Immediately in my mind, not knowing anything about this shit, I'm like, they're GPS coordinates. Come on, ladies. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck do you think they are? They're like, it's not a combination to a safe. It's not a bank account. Bitch, it has the degree sign right there. It is coordinates. It took them 7 episodes to figure that shit out. But they finally got the coordinates to this shit.
How y'all... running through the desert and shit, but you can't read a map, don't know what coordinates are. Y'all like high level cartels, like,
and people on both sides are actively trying to kill y'all, and y'all are wanted by the police actively. Now the DEA guy, remember, her boyfriend has been snatched up by the DEA, and they know that the boyfriend is trying to get to her, so they've been following him. Tell me why they like they do some shit and the boyfriend just slips his patrol. Like, he just, like, casually just walks the fuck away. And they're like, okay, he's going to Teresa, so we're going to follow where Teresa's at, and we're going to meet him there. He's like, nah, I was on your side. Jail. Take this nigga to jail. They find the ledger. They get to the information, and one of the compounds they have is, for some stupid reason, they have a compound where they keep, like, 300 dead bodies. I don't know why they haven't burned these bodies. I don't know why they haven't, like, I don't know why they just keep bodies in this thing.
Like Mexican vampires.
No, like fucking idiots. Like, I don't know why.
No, I'm saying like just like it's a tomb.
It'd be organ
no,
harvesting.
It's
are they in is this like something the cartel's doing?
It's their victims that they have killed and made disappear. I guess they just haven't gotten around to dipping their body in acid yet. Like, because I mean,
but
you
they
know,
got a surplus of bodies though. You say they like
have
in a warehouse.
They have like a tunnel underground. It's a bunker. It's full of dead bodies. So they're on the property. It's just them two by themselves. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's people there. They get them. And it's like,
yeah.
Where are you going? And I'm like, and then they're like, hey, she's here. What do we do with her? And they're like, well, you know, we should probably kill her. Of course, they don't kill her. They kill her friend. I don't fucking know. They find some other people. They find this white guy named King George. And King George is he's a gun smuggler.
Okay.
He's a gun smuggler with a bunch of Haitian and Somali pirates on his ship. Because they tried to overtake his ship. Mm-hmm. But he's King George. So now they work for him. How it happened, don't ask me.
How'd you come across this show?
people have been talking about, not people, specifically females have been talking about Queen of the South for some years. It's one of them female lead shows, and I watch a lot of female led shows and female written shows. I like to watch different shit, but this shit, for all intents and purposes, is a fucking soap opera with cocaine.
Okay, just wanted to clear that up.
Yep, that, I mean, that's opera. What it sounds like.
It is a snort opera. Yeah, it's a snort opera.
A snort opera.
A snort. A snort. A loveva.
Snort opera. Without the teller.
Teller Snowvella.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, Snow the Product. Snow the Product. That, you ever heard that rapper before? Mm-hmm. Snow. She's in there.
Oh, word.
MC Light is in there as well.
That's what's up.
And when they get in there, it gets even stupider. I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. That's when she gets hit with a sniper rifle.
In the leg.
Yeah, in the leg. Or it looks like dead, since like they probably nicked an artery.
And she's walking off.
Last thing I'm going to say is there's an Antonio Banderas-looking motherfucker named El Santo. You have to go to this specific place. It's an island. And on this island, there's a religious cult. You have to join this religion to get this cocaine.
Nope.
These people are fighting the military police there. El Santo's people capture military police, hang them upside down, and drink their blood. Teresa has to...
Good with that.
Get washed in the blood, shawty.
Before she gets washed in the blood, the military police, she gets there because her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend lives there, and she has the plug to El Santo. Of course, she knows who Teresa is, so she immediately says, oh, yeah, here, I'll take this money, and goes calls the fucking police. The police make Teresa's... They're trying to get... They say, hey, we're looking for a Mexican lady and two of her friends. Like a Mexican lady, those are like two of your friends. What are you here for? You heard you're here to meet El Santo. She's like, no, we're just here to party. Bust out some goddamn coke. Snort this motherfucker. Then. Snort this 99% pure cocaine made with ether steel. That's why it is so pure, because it is steel cut with ether. This pure cocaine. Snort this shit. Snort it, bitch. Snort it. She makes her snort it. Snorts one bump. Puts another line down. Snort another bump, bitch. Like, I'm pretty high. Oh, nostril. Boom. Another bump. Pulls out more cocaine. She pulls out like five lines. Bitch. Get the snort. She's like, yo, my heart. Which.
Shit, no.
Which. There's two schools of thoughts on this. Pure unadulterated cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
You might can probably snort that bitch till you're blue in the face. It's not gonna fuck you over. Now, if you have preconditions, you're gonna have those heart things, but pure cocaine? That's a different ball game right there.
It's not a cocaine commercial.
This is not an advertisement in for no way, cocaine. Shape
the Ninja Police podcast is not,
not at cocaine. All. Not at all.
But
I can't feel my face in stores now.
Yeah. Yeah. You might not can feel your face, but you could go through a lot of blow on pure cocaine. And it definitely wasn't her first time. And it wasn't her first time snorting cocaine, so it wasn't like she was a newbie. But she ended up having like heart issues, like, oh shit, made this bitch some water. They end up like kidnapping this bitch again, wrapping her ass up by the pool. Shooting the other girl in the head, throwing her ass in the pool immediately, like off the dribble. Just,
I mean, first off, she's coked up out of her mind. She used to have like super cokehead powers. Like, how is she getting caught?
They had guns.
She should be able to like see space-time doing that much cocaine. Like,
they bound her to a chair. They bound everybody to the chair. Shot the girl in the head off the muscle. Boom!
Right,
threw her ass right there in the pool. And then El Santo's people come in and save the day.
Mm.
But before they do that, they done pushed her in the pool, strapped to a chair.
Mm.
But she in the 12 feet.
Right, about to die.
Yeah, about to die. Of course she don't die.
Still somehow.
Yeah. So El Santo comes, gets her, makes her eat this fucking, like, whatever the shit is on the pyramid walls, the bug, the little scarab, the dude ate in the mummy.
Yeah, scarab. That's what it is. Yeah.
She had to eat one of them. Oh, you can keep that. So she ate one of them, had all kind of hallucinations and shit. And
what the up.
Then they purified her in the blood of the people, and she got the plug.
Oh, they made her take the ritual. That's what it was.
Yeah. But the crazy part about it is a bunch of kids there. These kids had these little crazy devil masks on. So as long as they had these masks on, people can't fuck with you. So as soon as she woke up, she saw people and took off running. And like, she's trying to run, kill her. So they're choking the shit out of her. Like, they just finna kill her. And then the kids with the creepy masks came up like,
yeah.
And just left their ass alone. And so to get the cocaine, you have to get at least a metric ton, which is $3 million USD. Late for a payment, Santo will see you.
Fuck that.
And of course, she's late for a payment.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck all that.
So if you want to waste a good chunk of your life,
I don't want that.
Watch Queen of the South.
No, I'm good.
And if you want to watch an even more chunk of your life, watch T.I. and them dick-biting raccoons that I ain't forgot about either.